Chris Ledger.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's a nice horse. Done everything right. We're more than happy with our bloke heading into today's run.
Which one's your best?
We really do like Yes, Sir, and Race 1.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Yes, Sir, and goes to the two Wangaratta gallopers, but Yes, Sir.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
It's been a good week for the early mail. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, so they tell me. We'd like to make it 3 out of 4, and I reckon today we could do that. We're racing at Ballarat, the beautiful Ballarat, Whitey.
Dowling Forest, and we're going to get Dowling the information Forest. From our track manager, Dylan O'Neill. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Good,
going
Dil.
Pretty well, thank you. There's not a cloud in the sky in Melbourne. What's it like in Ballarat this morning?
Well, it's a few little clouds, but no, the sun's shining. Got a prediction of 20 degrees today. I can't remember the last time we had a 2 at the start of a forecast in Ballarat.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lovely day. The track's a good pour. We put 6 mil of irrigation on yesterday. It's probably on the softer side of a pour at the moment. So with a bit of warmth in the air, it should... Could be a good 4 at the start of the day and hold that for the majority of the day.
Fantastic. What about the rail position?
Rail's in true for the entire circuit. So we haven't raced there this season. So it's a good even cover of grass. Should race really well today.
Excellent. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate your time, as always.
No worries. See ya.
Everyone gets their chance today at Ballarat. You would think just about perfect conditions, you would have thought. Enver Jasifovic's got a couple ready to roll today for us. I haven't spoken to him for a while. EJ, good morning.
Good morning. How you going, fellas?
We are well, buddy. How have you been?
Not too bad. Not having much luck of late. Plenty of seconds, thirds and fourths. So not sure if you're speaking to the right person today.
Well, we're back in form, EJ, so we're going to help you out today. We're actually going to support you today. You're going to support us with some names and stuff, but we're going to support you with a winner. So, and I think we can do that in race 3. Number 6, Miss Albania. Now, she's first up, this 4-year-old mare, this Magnus mare, but I know that there's a bit of confidence around for this horse. What can you tell us about Miss Albania?
She's been a very slow maturing horse. But he's trialled up well this preparation. Craig Newitt rode her in a jump out and said she's quite professional on that, and he was quite impressed with her. So I think she's well placed today. She's good enough. She's got every opportunity to win.
Where will she be in the run?
She's got gate speed, so. She'll be fairly forward, Andrew, hopefully not outside the leader, you know, with a little bit of cover, but I'll leave that up to the hoop.
Righto. All right, that's race 3, number 6, Miss Albania. Then you've got race 7, number 1, Nanika, who we've spoken about plenty of times, carrying a good weight for a good horse at this level, a benchmark, Philly's mare's benchmark 64, 62 kegs out of barrier 10 today. What happens first up for Nanika?
She's trialled up really well too, and I think she's improved since last prep. So, going on, I reckon she'd be a good value bet today.
Right, so she your bet? It's 850 she is, Nanika, and I think Miss Albania's 360. Which way are you leaning?
I'd go. They're pretty hard to split. You know, if you're looking for value, you'd go for Nanika, but the other one, you know, she's sort of ready to run a very good race. So, I'm going to give you a political answer.
well, tis the season.
Every time I say one, the other one gets up. So, I'd say probably Miss Albania. She's ready.
Right, good. That's the one I wanted you to say. That's the one I was going to say for you anyway in the end. 380, yeah. The early markets, race 3, number 6 for Miss Albania. We're going to turn your fortunes around today, EJ. Good luck.
All right. Well, I hope so, and I hope I get your name right next time. Sorry for calling you Andrew.
Andrew's fine. You call me Terry, Gary, Andrew, whatever you like, EJ. Just call me. That's what I want you to do. Thank you, buddy.
No worries. I won't call you late for dinner, though, okay?
No, don't do that. Enver Jasifovic with us. Race 3, number 6. His best today at Ballarat. Miss Albania, 380 in the early markets at tab.com.au.
I'm looking forward to catching up with Kayla Cottrell.
You've got Big Joe.
Hopefully she just begins safely and we get a clear run and, yeah, she should be up there.
Big Joe pulls away, beats a gallant Dr. Mama.
Here's the early mail for the Watchdog. To watch every Victorian Greyhound race live and free, simply download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
Sandown Park today, Whitey, and you are under pressure. You've taken ownership of the Greyhound early mail and you are under pressure.
I am indeed. Yeah, the Watchdog, the actual Watchdog, is part of our Saturday morning Greyhound coverage at the moment on Carnival. The actual Watchdog, and he's called Watchdog. He hasn't got a real name, he's just called Watchdog. I'm serious. George Ferrugia had a couple of weeks off. No, George Ferrugia had a couple of weeks off, and JRV said, would you like to have the Watchdog on? I said, oh, yeah, that'd be great. What's his name? No, it's Watchdog.
It's Watchdog. Right, eh? Okay. Well, you're under pressure. You don't go trying to flick with Watchdog stories. You've got to find a winner today.
Jason Sharp has a $2.20 favourite in race four today called Junk Food Junkie. Now, that really stood out to me.
Right.
So
up your alley.
We'll see how we go. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good, Jace.
Going pretty well, going pretty well. Now, it's a $2.20 favourite today at the tab, Junk Food Junkie. What can you tell us?
Oh, look, she just has to jump. She's been jumping pretty well in the last few weeks, so hopefully she gets out in front and there's a bit of trouble behind her. So she's been going well, so hopefully she does everything right tonight. So.
All right, so $2.20, is that a fair price? Are you happy to be betting at that odds?
Oh, yeah, always happy at those odds, but you always like better odds than that. But, yeah, you take the $2.20 tonight. I like one a little bit earlier in race two, box two as well, Handsome Jack.
Oh.
Yes. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, no, he's drawn pretty well and he's got the speed to lead. Just he came out on his nose last week at Sandown, so hopefully he jumps a bit better this week. So, yeah, he's a big chance tomorrow. Oh, tonight, sorry.
Yeah, okay, all right. So that's Handsome Jack. But you've also got Neymar Jr., well-named, Route 66, also well-named, and also Chun Lee. So you've got across the board of those others. What ones do you like there as well?
Route 66, he's probably a bit of a chance. He's drawn it over the distance. So, yeah, I think... he's just coming back from an injury, so he should be peaking just in the next couple of runs. So,
all right. Yeah. So I'm just looking through here, Jason. You've got your $2.20 favourite with Junk Food Junkie, but Handsome Jack getting good price there, around about sort of $4.50. What would be your best?
Junk Food Junkie's the best, probably.
All right.
We'll take that.
Excellent.
Jace, we will take that and we will run. Sounds like you might have a couple of winners tonight, which is great for you and the kennel. We wish you the best of luck at Sandown tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Early Mail.
All good, boys. Have a good day.
Great stuff. Jason Sharp with a couple of runners today. Handsome Jack, $5 in race two. I might just have a little piece of that early doors.
Well, notice how he actually sort of came out of the top and volunteered that information.
Yes. But then went back to Junk Food Junkies, his favourite at 2.20.
Yeah, and so, I was surprised by that.
I was too, I must admit. I must admit. So there you go. Race four, number two tonight at Sandown Park for the dogs is our early mail special for Jason Sharp. Now, Anthony has a party. He's got McCauley's Ladder, who we spoke about the other week as well, in race three, number four, if you want to play that game, 2.30 in the early markets. Check your local guides for that. We'll find out if King of Swing's going around tonight. The dog that never spells. He's in the paddock. Just keeps running and running and running, like that Black Eyed Peas song. So we're going to find out from Brad Johnson, who's going to join us after the news, whether or not the King is back at Sandown tonight.